Perhaps the most common form of natural evangelism is what I like to call come-and-see evangelism. It takes place whenever someone shares a spiritual need or interest, and we respond by inviting him or her to come to a Bible study, to attend a church service, or just to hang out with some of our Christian friends. It gives that person an opportunity to see Christianity and Christians up close and personal. It's low threat. There's seldom any pressure. It lets spiritual window shoppers move toward Jesus at a spirit-led pace. It's completely natural, not forced. Let's face it. Most Christians are pretty lame when it comes to closing the deal evangelistically. Whether it's aggressive confrontational witnessing or low-key friendship evangelism, lots of us don't know what to say or do when the questions get tough. Even when someone is obviously ready to step over the line and follow Jesus, many of us still stutter and stammer or shift into automatic pilot as we spout off a poorly memorized and highly canned response. I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm saying that's the way it is. Even those of us who are extroverts with lots of training in evangelism can get tongue-tied and sweaty palms. But a sticky church offers the perfect environment for come-and-see evangelism. Because while every service is designed to help Christians become better Christians, it is always done in a way that non-Christians can understand everything that's said and takes place. That makes it much easier for even the most introverted and reserved among us to say with confidence when a friend or coworker expresses a spiritual interest or need, "Why don't you just come and see?" Contrast that with the way many of our front door churches approach evangelism. Though we might think that our special programs make it easier for members to reach out to their not-yet-Christian friends, our special outreach programs can actually put some obstacles in their way. The first is timing. High-powered, front-door programs can have the unintended consequence of sending a message that some weekends and programs are for bringing guests, and the rest aren't. Years ago, my parents had some friends whom they hoped to reach for Christ. After numerous dinner conversations and plenty of time to watch how my folks lived and dealt with life's thorny issues, the husband, seemingly out of the blue, said that he and his wife would love to come to church sometime. Needless to say, my dad and mom were delighted. The Sunday service started out with a great worship set. Then the smiley guy got up to give some commercials and take the offering right before the sermon, which, judging by its title on the bulletin, looked like a great one. So far, so good. Then it happened. Smiley guy began to wax eloquent about an upcoming outreach event that would be the perfect opportunity to bring an unsaved friend. Special flyers and brochures were available in the back to pick up and hand out. He then encouraged everyone to be sure they were praying for their lost friends. As he went on and on, my dad and mom slowly died. So did their unsaved friends, who had made the mistake of wanting to come to church a couple of weeks too soon. They never did come back. My parents learned an important lesson. Never bring friends who don't know Jesus to the wrong service. Though my folks no longer go to that church, I observed it long enough to see that lots of others got the same message. Special programs always brought in a large crowd, but no one seemed to notice how few returned or how well the entire congregation had been trained to hold back their invitations until the next big event.